Hey, honey. I know, it's supposed to be bad luck for the groom to see his bride-to-be before the ceremony, but no one ever freaks out about him seeing, like, photos of her or whatever. So, I figure a video message should be fine, right? I mean, even if it's a video made the day of, right? Well, it's not like I'm superstitious anyway. I mean, if I was, then I'd, like, have to believe that there's going to be some kind of retribution for me wearing white today. Because we all know what that's supposed to mean. And we both know that that's total bullshit. Me? A virgin? Yeah, right. Oh, but I have to admit, I am feeling like quite the princess in this dress. Do you like it? Well, I suppose I'll have to wait to find out either way. But hey, at least I don't have to wait much longer now, will I? Anywho, I've just been sitting here thinking about our special day and thinking about my special man and how lucky I am and all that other corny stuff. And, I thought that since he does such an amazing job of making me feel special all the time, that, I'd do something special for him and make this special video for him and then send it to him right before we meet at the end of the aisle. I should warn you though, if you haven't found a secluded hallway to watch this video, I'd hurry up and find one, like, right now. And I don't think you'll need to worry about coming up with any slick excuses to get away from everyone. I mean, it is your wedding day. So people sort of expect you to be a mess, right? You can probably say anything and they'll just chalk it up to your nerves. Like, I won't even tell you the convoluted story I laid on everyone just to get them out of this room for a few minutes so I can make this video for you. That said, I really don't have much time here, so I guess I should get started already, huh? And just drop to my knees right here in front of my trusty cameraman. Oh, and just run my hand up his leg, up to his crotch, and kind of just spread his pants here in between my finger and thumb. Just like this. Pulling it nice and taut to show you where his cock is. And to show you just how friggin' big it is. Oh, and how much bigger it's going to get. And more that I run my palm up and down his bulge, the harder I run my hand up and down this giant, aching bulge. Oh, I know. I am moving pretty fast here. Believe me. I wish I had all the time to ease you into what you're about to watch and tell you all the things you need to hear and to remind you that this was your fantasy long before it became one of mine. But we don't have much time left now, do we? We are going to be tying the knot so soon. Can you believe it? An hour from now, not even, we're going to be married. And once that happens, well, maybe things will be different. Maybe your attitude will change. Maybe you'll see some of your own fantasies in a whole new light. And not find the same ones quite so hot anymore. So, before that happens, before the clock runs out, maybe I should hurry up and pull this fly down. And pull this cock out. So you can watch your girlfriend suck off another man. All right, before you marry her. Oh, but I don't need to say much. To put you at ease. Now do I? And this? It isn't just another man. And now is he? Oh no. No, he's not. Because you've talked? Oh, so much about this. Oh, you've begged me to spin so many stories. About this. Exactly this. Right into your ear. While you beat yourself off, or while I do this to you. So I'm well aware how much you're fucking dying to finally see this happen. And I know how specific you are about who you'd love to see me with. To do this too. Not just a random guy. No, no, no. No unknown elements. No gambling on strangers. Well, it has to be someone that I'm guaranteed to want to suck. And fuck, I'm totally submit to. Someone proven, someone known. Like one of my exes. It has to be one of those bad boys. That I I'll be stuck with for as long as I did. Because they were just so fucking good at pounding the fuck out of me. And one of those bad boys who can never be as good to me as you are. And still fuck me as good as they used to. Because they need to be that bad just to make me so weak in the knees. So fucking weak. That I have no choice except to drop right to my knees and be a good slutty girl for them. And I bet on that being married, it won't change a fucking thing. And I bet on that it won't make a lick of difference to you if I'm your wife or just your girlfriend. When you see other men fuck me, I bet you'd love to see me do this again and again and again. I will, you know, if you want me to. Believe me, I have nothing to complain about in this particular arrangement. But I only want to do it if you really want me to. So here's the deal. When I walk down that aisle in just a bit, when we start making our vows, assuming you still want me for a wife by then, of course. But I bet you will. And I bet you do. Probably now more than ever, actually. But yeah, when it's time for you to say I do, all you have to do to let me know that you want to see me do this again and again and again is to say, indeed, I do. And if you don't, if you don't say indeed, then all this will be, it's just a video of your girlfriend having a one-time fling with her ex. Well, she's technically still single. Or am I still technically single? I don't even know anymore. But you get what I mean though, right? But anyway, if you do say indeed, oh my god, honey, I'll do this all the fucking time for you. Thank God I have so many exes, right? You want to guess which one that this one is? Huh? Do you? I bet you can. I know you can. How many times have I knelt just like this for you? Oh, while you sat there on the couch and watched all the sex tapes I've saved over the years. Oh, come on, baby. Take a good, long look at this cock smacking my cheek. Can you recognize it? You've seen it so many times before. In so many videos that you've watched so many times over. Just follow the veins, honey. And I know you'll recognize these. Just think of them as little purple hallways. That's it, honey. Oh, time's up. This cock is all mine now. No more clear view for you. But I'll tell you what. After we say, I do. After you're allowed to kiss the bride. If you can name the man who's come is on my breath. When we finally kiss, then I'll let you fuck one of your exes. Just the once, if any of them will have you. Because remember, your fantasy wasn't to have an open relationship. Oh, no, no. Your fantasy is to be cucked over and over and over again by one of my exes. By all of my exes. My darling husband-to-be wants to see more of that. Oh, I hope he wants to see so much more of that. Indeed, I do. Anyway, I love you, babe. I guess I'll see you in a bit, though. Bye-bye for now, babe.